I'd like to welcome you back inside this week's PM Sports page on the one to count on for today's local sports coverage, KCII, alongside Zach Eulen. My name is Nate Gonner. Very happy to have you along for tonight's program. It is now time for the announcement of our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week, and that takes me and Zach to Wellman as Mid Prairie Junior Levi Dua is this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. And Dua broke a significant 38-year-old shot put record during the Drake Relays last Friday. Dua's top throw of 56 feet, 6 inches bested James Erb's 1978 throw of 56 feet, 2 1/4 inches. He took third place overall out of 24 participants in the meet. He also competed in the discus throw at the Drake Relays, with his best throw of 153 feet, 7 inches, was 10th best in the field. This is Dua's second Athlete of the Week honor, earning his first on February 18th after recording his 100th career wrestling victory. We bring in Levi Dua, our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Young man, congratulations on the honor, and I tell you what, quite a day in Des Moines on Friday, and it sounds like the nearly four-decade-old shot put record was gone in the first throw. Take me through the early events of Friday there at Drake.
You know, I know we needed to get focused right off the bat, and Thursday didn't go too good for us, so I think we really wanted to bear down and prove ourselves in the shot put. And so we came out the first throw, I was pretty pumped and ready to go, and just uncorked a 56-footer, so I was pretty happy about that. Wasn't quite able to touch. I think I almost hit 55 after that. But you know, overall, it was a good week. Getting two top 10 finishes and third place, and then breaking the other school record was pretty cool too, especially being up at Drake's.
What's the difference in that throw that you had at Drake as opposed to maybe some that you've had this year? What helps you pop maybe an extra 3 or 4 foot on a throw?
I think it's just pure motivation. It's just kind of mental, I think. You just got to get in your head that you're going to do it, and You just put it all together and it'll go.
Now, this wasn't your first performance there in Des Moines at the Drake Relays. How much did familiarity with the venue and the atmosphere play a part in this throw?
That helps a lot. You know, nerves is, like my first year, that was played a big role in that was nerves. But, you know, this, I was pretty familiar with it all, and so that helped a ton. And I was pretty comfortable going in, so just didn't have really much to worry about.
Less serious note a little bit here. Shot and discus both. First of all, do you have a favorite, and which one's more difficult?
It depends on the day, I guess, which one's the most favorite, whichever one we're throwing better. But I'd say shot put is probably my favorite overall. That's kind of the one I've been the best at. But I'd say discus is definitely more difficult. It's a lot more technical. I think if just a little technical issue is wrong, then your throw is pretty well messed up. But yeah, I'd say definitely shot put's my favorite. I think ever since my freshman year, I've kind of gained by leaps and bounds, so I think that's kind of probably my favorite.
You're not the only great athlete on this team. You've got a lot of great teammates that are running track events for you, and it looks as though you guys could make some noise potentially up at state. Your thoughts on your team heading into the district qualifiers?
No, we got a lot of young kids that are really good athletes and really good runners, so I think we got a lot to prove. I think we got a really tough district, so that'll make it a little tougher. But I think we're capable of doing a lot of damage up at the district meet and even on the state. They really like to work hard, and Holland, he's got everybody going, and I think everybody's having fun. So I think that's kind of why everybody's doing so good.
Well, we started the interview with all those numbers, and you've broken several records this year. What do you think about the fact that some of these are 38 years old or 20 years old? What goes through your mind when you think about that, and now it's your name up on the wall?
No, that's pretty cool, knowing that, especially that James Erb, he played at Iowa and all that. So just knowing that I'm kind of up there with him now, it's cool. That's something I've been gunning for, so. So that's a big thing, and Aaron Koss having the other discus record. I've been gunning for that my freshman year, and I almost beat it last year, but not quite. So came out the first meet and beat that one, but now I just kind of can't stop there. I just got to keep improving my own records now.
Levi Dua, Jr. on the Mid-Prairie Boys track team, joins me and Zach as our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week this week on the PM Sports page, AM and FM KCII. Now, Levi, our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, talks a lot about their core values: quality, respect, honesty, dependability. Last time we talked in February, you talked about hard work and as one of your core values. Can you correlate how much hard work has helped you in this impressive spring that you've put together?
Hard work is definitely the main thing, and not just in track, but all my sports. You know, it's like my parents say, nothing in life's free. So, you know, just kind of putting in the time in the weight room and just practicing all my sports. That's kind of how I was raised, is to do everything the right way. So, yeah, just putting everything together, and each sport kind of helps each other. So, like wrestling with football and track and lifting, all that, it just kind of all helps each other.
We're here talking at the end of your junior year, so you've still got a whole senior year of high school and sports ahead, but you recently made a pretty big announcement. Let's start with what the announcement officially was a couple of weekends ago.
Last weekend, I received an offer from the University of Iowa, and that's been my dream ever since I was little, is to go play football at Iowa, so it made it a pretty easy choice for me. I got that offer on Saturday, and then on Sunday I called Coach Ferentz and told him that I wanted to commit and I wanted to be a Hawkeye and fall out with my dream. So it was awesome getting to be in the room there with him and kind of share that moment with my parents and everybody. We were all three pretty happy to see my dreams coming through and knowing that all the hard work has been paying off.
Can you take us through Kurt Ferentz's sales pitch to you?
Coach Morgan called down to the school and had me call him, and he wanted to have me talk to Coach Ferentz. So I talked to Coach Ferentz on the phone a little bit, and he said he wanted to have a meeting in his office after the spring game. So I wasn't sure what was going to happen then, but I had a pretty good feeling, but I wasn't for sure if an offer was going to come then. But you know, he keeps saying that I'm kind of like those guys that their program's been built on and built around, like Mitch King and like Carl Klug and all them, and Matt Kroll. So I guess having to name up there with those guys is a pretty big deal, and knowing that he has me kind of up there with them means a lot. So just kind of have to go up there and prove myself.
It's a little ways off, but what are you looking forward to most with Iowa football? What are your thoughts as far as excitement, or what are you looking forward to most?
Definitely being in Kinnick is going to be pretty exciting. I really look forward to that, but you know, I think just going up there and proving that I'm one of the best ones that's kind of my main goal, is to go up there and do that. And just kind of make a name for Mid Prairie is another huge thing for me, and kind of just kind of make a name for myself. So I think just going up there and doing that is kind of a main thing, and earn that starting spot. So,
you know, I understand that they let family have free tickets. Is that correct?
Yeah, I get 4 free tickets. So.
If you don't know the backstory, Zach's actually the cousin of Levi. As he joins us, we're talking with Levi as our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week on the PM Sports page, AM and FM KCII. Now, Levi, you know, I assume that you're not done progressing as a high school football player. What have the coaches at Iowa asked you to do during your senior year to better yourself?
They like that I want to get bigger, but they want me to keep my quickness too. I think that's kind of their main thing, is just keep my quickness. But I'm going to be getting some workouts and stuff that I can do, so I think that'll help a lot with my size. But definitely keeping my speed is a big thing. I've been doing some running events, so that's probably helping a little bit. But yeah, that's kind of like their main point to me.
Talk so much about football. Is there anything that you're wanting to pursue specifically at the University of Iowa?
We're not really for sure yet. We've talked about a couple different, like, elementary education, and then coming back and coaching here at the high school, or like somewhere along as like a business major, something like that. You can do a lot of different things with. So.
As we wrap this up, Levi, your goals for the rest of your junior year, both academically and athletically?
You know, I just got to keep my head on straight and finish up the school year with good grades. And, you know, I think going into college, I need to keep my grades up. They look a lot into that, and Iowa takes that really seriously. So I need to keep that up. And with sports, I just need to keep working hard and keep meeting all my goals and set them a little higher.
A future Iowa Hawkeye football player, junior Levi Dua of the Mid Prairie Golden Hawk track team. He joins us as our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week here on the PM Sports page, AM FM KCII. Young man, great to catch up with you again. Thank you so much, and good luck with the rest of your junior year.
Yes, thank you.
This week's honorable mention athlete of the week comes to us from Highland Community Schools in senior Kiefer Sexton, as he set a personal record at the Drake Relays in Des Moines. His time of 9 minutes, 47.17 seconds was the 15th best time in the entire 21-person field, and his time was 1 second better than his personal best, and I believe that is a school record. As again, congratulations to Kiefer Sexton for being our honorable mention athlete of the week, and to Levi Dua of the Mid Prairie Boys track team for being this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care athlete of the week.